Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. In whatever area in your life where you're like, I just need more of Jesus, I need hope, I need him, whatever that thing is, let him spring up in your life like a geyser, like a broken sprinkler, you know, like a broken sprinkler. Just let him go right into your life. And what that takes is humbling ourselves, trusting the Lord, knowing that he has a plan for your life, for my life, for our guest today's life. I'm so excited for you all to meet dear friends of ours. Just the wife, but also your husband's friend.
Also a friend.
Yes. Also a friend. You and your people are friends of ours. Jesselyn Jones, she's a wife, mom of two boys, volunteers in the youth ministry at Hillcrest Baptist Church here in Pensacola. She specifically works with the high schoolers, and she's leading a women's group, which is like the spearhead for why we're talking today, to encourage you what God has put on her heart to do with these local women here. So how's it going, Jesselyn?
It's going great. Thank you for having me here, Ricky, my friend. We're excited to be in Pensacola and making friends, which has been just a journey, because we moved a couple years ago from Colorado, and it's been an adventure ever since. So we're glad to be here.
Yes. And I have to ask, so you played volleyball in college?
I did.
Did you ever get interviewed for college stuff?
More in high school, because my high school team could have beat my college team every day of the week. So I had a very strong high school career. And then the Lord took me to a private Christian college. And so it was just a different experience, but where the Lord needed me to be. Yeah. So I got a D in public speaking in my college course for public speaking, because I refused to do a bunch of the speeches. Even my teacher was like, come, just do it privately. And I was like, petrified.
Really?
And then
I would have never known that about you, because you're so social.
God did a miracle in my life, because he took me into ministry where I was teaching twice a week on Sundays and Wednesday nights, and talking all the time in front of people. But it was literally just God had to do that in me, because I'm not naturally gonna drive in that direction.
Well, and it took you taking the step of obedience to do a Christian thing.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Like, okay, yeah. I believe in this, and so now I'm gonna tell others about it, right? Is that how it went for you?
Yeah, I had a couple years of kind of wandering away from the Lord in college. And then when he drew me back in, it was like I'm sold out, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Whatever you ask me to do, I'm going to run after that. And that's been the greatest adventure of my life.
Right. So. Okay, so this is like the mind-blowing thing about getting into ministry, or getting into like leadership, I guess you could say, within a church. Is that just like being available?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like
being willing to say yes.
Yes.
Right.
Like we really need someone to do this.
Yes.
And it's like, oh gosh, I'm available. Okay. I'm available. Thank you, Lord. Here I am. Right. You know, right. Send me. Here.
How available am I, Lord? Please. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Well, yeah. And like seasons change, and you know, you serve in different ways. And if you don't mind telling everybody who's listening, because I think it's really interesting, just some of the service things that you've done in Colorado, or just, you know, other places that you lived that really just lit you on fire for the Lord, because you're still doing the things that you've been doing for years. It just looks different now that you're in a new place, you know?
Yeah. As I was praying about coming on, I was like, man, looking back at the history of how the Lord has used me at different times, and when I've not had kids, when I've had kids, when I was single, married, you know, it all kind of shifts, and he always has something for you to do. And so when I was single, got a call from a pastor that I was teaching at the Christian school. He said, I think you're supposed to start our children's ministry and be the director of that. I was not attending the church, but I was teaching at the school. And that was one of those moments where it's like, am I supposed to say yes, Lord? And of course, spending time praying about that, trying to have a sensitivity to the Spirit about whether or not that's a yes.
Yeah.
But knowing that I have a passion for people and kids knowing the Lord was what I had gotten my education in. So I was like, yes, you know, and did that for 3 years. And each time, and that was in California, and each time that the Lord has said, you know, closed a ministry door, it's been good for me because
really?
It's like, you are not Jesus. You're not going to save them.
Exactly.
You've done what I needed you to do mm-hmm. in the season of these people's lives and yours, and trust me now and move on.
Yeah.
And so then Scott and I moved to Colorado. So here we are, you know, young, available again. And I was doing some secretarial work at a church, and my best friend from California visited me, and she looked over the cubicle and she said, if you stay here, you'll die. You know, I'm not a cubicle person.
You're not a cubicle person.
So I'm a people person. And so they ended up, I didn't even know what was going on. They ended up considering me for the middle school ministry role.
Yeah.
And I ended up reading an email on accident because the pastor was asking my then boss about me. And so I read all of her email, if it wasn't marked private, just to clear it out. And so I was immediately like, don't even consider me. Like, no, you know, I'm not interested in that, so on and so forth. And went home, started having dreams and visions and this and that. Scott's like, I think that's a yes. And I was like, I already said no. And thankfully, the Lord brought the pastors back around to say, we really think it's you. And then from there, for 7 years, ended up doing middle school and then middle school and high school, and then eventually left to pursue having our own kids, which is a whole other journey.
It's like, and here we are.
Yes. Yeah. Now we've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old and little miracles, so we're happy to have them.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Your journey to motherhood. Is there anything that you wanted to say just to encourage any listeners to this? About your motherhood journey?
For sure. Scott and I tried for 10 years. And we went down the IVF road for a while. We did end up losing twins in that journey. And I almost lost my life. And Scott's like, we're not trying to have kids and know you. So let's put the brakes on. And my dad ended up diagnosed with brain cancer, and kind of at that same time, I was helping him in Arizona, and I had the Bible app on my phone. It was like, and God told Abram he would have a child of his own flesh. And I was like, either God is whacked out or he's trying to tell me something.
Yes.
And it kept repeating day after day as I was helping my dad in Arizona. And I was like, Scott, I think maybe I'm pregnant. And this is about a year and a half after we lost the twins. And I was pregnant with our oldest son, River.
Amazing.
And, yeah, total miracle. So he's
River.
You know, River. Yeah. And
beautiful name.
We call him, one of his middle names is Warrior, because we're like, this baby's making it. And because God gave him to us. And so I think for anybody who's waiting and wondering, I think each step has to just be covered with prayer and patience.
Yes.
Which is very hard when you're longing for children. I do remember, you know, crying in Scott's arms, be like, why is trying to have kids killing me? You know, and
I mean, we smile about it now, but we just go,
yeah, it's real.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's very deep and very real. And I think, you know, that patience part is difficult. And if the answer never comes as a yes, you know, being able to walk that out faithfully is not something I've had to experience, but watched other people do. And I know that the Lord has lots of ways to build families, and he certainly always has a purpose for your life.
Yes.
Whether that has been becoming a mom or not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and let God be the one that fulfills you in all the things. Like, let him, I talked about like a geyser or a broken sprinkler, like let him be the one that fulfills you. He's like your wellspring of life and all things. And the key there is that you were in your Bible app. Like you were, you opened up your Bible, you went to the word.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've heard so many people just be like, just grab it and open it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just
listen if you have to, you know, if you're in a season where, you know, a lot of our, so we worked with a lot of students and the students just innocently would say things like, I hope God will give you a kid because I think you'd be a really good mom. You know, you love us really well. And so we had the opportunity to demonstrate to these kids, like, thank you.
Yes.
We're holding on to faith. You know, we don't know what God's going to do or how he's going to answer. And that, you know, that, you know, makes me even emotional today because it's like, you just don't know what your story or your testimony, which we'll talk a little bit about, can mean to somebody in whatever season they're in or for them to reflect on. I've had students now, you know, I have kids, I have students who have kids close to my own kids' age. But I have students now who are in the infertility journey and they can say, oh, I can talk to Jesslyn or, you know our story and kind of reflect back on that.
And feel comfortable. Like when you mourn, you need, like God gives you comfort. That's one of the things that he says, blessed are all those who mourn for they shall be comforted. I believe it's Matthew 5:5. Don't quote me, but something like that, the Beatitudes.
Yeah.
And that comfort that you feel when you mourn is God.
Right.
And sometimes he uses people like you to the next generation that's saying, why God?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we all need the generations to be able to speak into us and knowing that we need to speak down to the next generation, those coming. So
to be the geyser for them, to be the broken sprinkler, like, be that for somebody else. Yeah. Like, you don't know.
I like to call myself, like, and for a number of years, I'm like, I just like to be a launching pad for other people.
Yes.
Like, if I can spring you forward,
then,
like, God has done something good in me and something good for you.
Because
like,
that's what God's done for you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what he's done for me. So that's what, that's why I love to have people on, because I'm like, let's talk about what God's doing in your life. And when you do, and you have like this focused time where it's like, no, this, like, share, you know, share your testimony. Let's go. I get to see you just like share what God's doing in your life. But for the person listening, some piece of your story, not by our doing, but by God's, they're going to be able to relate to it in some small way.
Yes.
You know, and that's God. And like, and then they'll draw closer to God, know more about him, grow into a deeper relationship with them, know that they're never alone. God is with them. He has a plan for their life. Like, hey, y'all, let's go.
Yes. You know, and then, like, and let's then everybody listening, you're a launching pad for somebody else.
Yes.
You know, that's, you know, we're to be encouragers.
Yes. Because so. It's so easy to just keep doing the thing. And now, too, with kids, it's like even easier just to keep flowing, like so many things to do. But when you like look back and see what God has done in your life, it is a firework moment of God's goodness, of miracles.
Yes. Amen. Yep.
And God's favor over your life. Like, of you drawing to him and him blessing you guys, and not just in children, but in relationships and other fun things that y'all are doing. Okay. Yes. So women's ministry.
Yeah.
We got to dive in to this. Yes.
Let's talk about it. And it does kind of have to do with, again, we've kind of been talking a little bit about just like your testimony, what God does with that and how that looks. And so, I like to teach, you know, a women's group a lot of times more for my own heart because it presses me into the word and it gets me, you know, digging deeper because I know that I have this accountability of here I am. I'm going to be sharing with people and, again, trying to launch them forward and encourage them in their walk. And so for a couple months, the Holy Spirit's really been pressing on me, my testimony being scripture rooted and gospel focused.
Okay. Say that again.
My testimony being scripture rooted and gospel focused, because I'm happy to share my story and it comes pretty easily to me with friends and in a church setting. I can be a little shyer in like more large groups or a public setting. And so I just felt like the Spirit was like, how can you be walking out just like a consistent testimony all the time, no matter where you are?
Like, right.
What does that look like? How can I have gospel conversations more comfortably outside of like my little bubble to some degree? And I do Pilates, and my instructor yesterday, she's like, did you all have a good Easter? And everyone's like, yeah. And she's like, did anybody go to church? And they're like, you know, half of us are like, yeah. And she's like, isn't the risen Savior so good? And I was like, this is my public place Pilates teacher. Like,
yes,
I'm so proud of her right now. Yes. You know, like
praise the Lord.
Yes. And I was like, this is exactly what I'm asking God to give me, is that boldness to be able to, you know, talk about stuff and be bold about it. And I have found with my students and other women's groups that I've led, like people don't always know how to share the story that God has done with their lives. Like,
yes.
They don't necessarily feel comfortable sharing, or they feel like they don't know how.
Right.
And it's like, we are all called to share the good news.
Right.
And that most naturally comes through how the Lord has saved you and changed your life.
Yep.
And so that's kind of the roots of the class. And
that's so cool.
Hopefully it will be. We'll see. This will be a first time through.
Well, it's true, because I was just thinking, I heard on a podcast, maybe it was today or yesterday, but she was saying, you can't make weights at the gym lighter. Like, you can't make your problems easier, or you can't make like life easier.
Yes.
It, like, the weights are still going to be as heavy as the weights are, you know? And she was just saying, like, it takes practice, and like practicing your testimony.
Yes.
But like, sometimes when you share, it's awkward.
Right.
Like, can we just talk about like the weirdness?
Well, and that's where I think you have to have like a, you have to be bold and be willing to step into the strange and awkward, but you also have to be sensitive to the Spirit, because it's like, not every part of my story do I share every single time that I'm talking with somebody about the Lord, because I need to be sensitive to where they're at and where I'm at. And I think scscripture tells us to have like a gentleness when we're sharing, you know, I think that's in First Peter, that to have a gentleness when we're sharing the truth with somebody.
Because, be gentle and humble in spirit.
Right.
Isn't that? Yes. I'm going to look it up.
I looked up a few things.
Okay.
Before
go for
come
it.
In just to kind of where I'm going, and I'm writing the study. So it's like, you know, I've been kind of digging, and in First Peter 3, it's like, but you know, in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak malice against you, your good behavior in Christ, may be ashamed of their slander. Obviously, we're not necessarily focusing on the slander part, but it's like that gentleness. When somebody rejects what you're saying, when you've come gently and respectfully, you can walk away knowing, like, my intention was they're good, you know, and so you don't have to be condemned, you know, or ashamed of what you've done.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want ladies to feel specifically, and even my sons, to be able to continuously tell the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, all the days of their life, no matter what's going on. And that's just a personal goal too, for me to be bolder in that.
It's so precious when they come out of Sunday school, or like whatever it's called.
Yes.
The kids area.
Kids zone. Well, like, all the
zone,
things.
Like the zone of the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the wow part of the church, where it's like, everything's alive. Woo.
Yes.
Like, it's amazing. And God bless all the people who serve in kids ministry. Absolutely respect you guys. But when the kiddos get in the car, I'll ask, what did you learn at church today?
Yeah.
And it's like waterfall of words.
Yes.
Like, they're stringing words together. They're, you know, Jesus died for us on the cross and he saved us from our sins. And I love him so much. And he loves me so much. It's like that. That's what it sounds like in the backseat.
And you're like, yes, and amen. Lord, let me. Our older son, the last two Easters, he has been very, very reflective. Yes. And, you know, if his brother's having some sort of discipline or whatnot, he's like, let me take his punishment. And this is like a couple years now. And it's like he, you know, so those amazing children's workers who are pointing out that Jesus took his punishment, you know, and so River's like, let me take your punishment.
Because like, he loves his brother.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like, okay, those truth nuggets that are getting planted in there and you're like trying, you know, trying to help them see the dynamics of, you know, only Jesus could really take it, you know, but thank you for wanting to be like him. That's amazing that that's a goal of yours.
And thank you for sharing, you know, with the, and this is what I say to encourage you who's listening, like with our children, we want to hear that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I don't know if you're in the car by yourself or if maybe if you're in the car with somebody else, but practice, like share what you learned in church today, you know, or share what you learned from the Bible today.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the most natural ways to when, like you were saying, when you're in the Word, when you're in a local community, church, it begins to just be a natural flow. And so that's kind of just my goal for the gals too, is it's like they're going to practice writing their testimony. They're going to practice saying it.
Yes.
We're going to do one-on-ones. We're going to do group stuff, you know, where it's like, cause you know, I haven't found a group of ladies yet that doesn't have some talkers in it. So, you know, but, or doesn't have some of the ladies who are a little more introverted who would rather share more privately, you know, but we can only get comfortable when we keep practicing, talking. So,
oh my goodness, that just made me like think about blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mm-hmm. Again, like in sharing the hard, you know, or in sharing the testimony from darkness to light, you are comforted by God, even when you talk about that hard thing.
Absolutely.
Because of the hope of Christ, the hope of eternal life, the hope of the gospel. Even if you don't see fulfillment here on earth, you will in heaven. That is so interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it, but that God is, you know, for those listening, for you and I, Ricky, like he always has purpose, and his purpose is obviously through us to share his gospel and grow his kingdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to say to friends of mine or to my sons, even my husband, you know, we're partners and we're lifting one another up. And it's like, this is the season that God has put you here.
Yep.
And he has purpose for you right now. Don't wait, chase after what he has for you. It's not always doing. Sometimes it is like we moved a couple years ago and we've really just taken a season of like finding our community, finding the right church, making sure that we are grounded and rooted again. And then serving, saying, okay, Lord, we're open. What do you have for us now? Yeah. We want to step into serving. Yeah. What does that look like? You know, and trusting that he's going to bring those people to have those conversations with you, to help you take, you know, the next steps. And
You said earlier, listening to the Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Like listening to the Spirit in those moments where he nudges you, right?
Right, right. Just that simple yes, where people are like, oh, we heard you, you know, here at our new church, like, oh, we heard you, you know, have spoken before, or, you know, have led a women's group before. I know you've
spoken at the church.
you're like, oh, yeah, kind of, you know. And as for me, the first class I taught here and a book that I love is called Humility by Andrew Murray. And I try and read it once a year because I think that that's where we all have to begin from.
Yes.
Is a place of humility. And, you know, in that class, I mean, you just don't know what God's going to do I'm reteaching this class I've taught four different times this class. Yeah. And here I am teaching it here for the first time. And lo and behold, a girl in there who she's like, I thought I was saved for 25, 30 years.
Oh my goodness.
And she writes me this card and she's like, through this study, I realized like I had not surrendered my life, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, I'm going through the motions again a little bit. And it's just that reminder of like, you're never going through the motions.
Never.
Like you're always dependent on the Lord. And when you're sharing his truth with people, you just gotta be trusting that the Spirit's working in people's lives. And he's always working. I feel like he's always working the most in mine because I'm needing the transformation again.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't always get to see those aha moments for people, but when you do, you keep remembering like, this is all worth it.
Yes.
But, you know, for that one person's life to be changed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Even if it's in a small way, let God provide the increase in their life to draw closer to him and do immeasurably more for them. Okay. So with what you just said, like I'm piecing everything you just said into like a cup over here.
Okay.
With what you just said about the Spirit leading, I'm going to ask you what Bible verse is encouraging you in this season.
Okay.
But while you're answering that question of what Bible verse is encouraging you, remember for you who's listening, what Jesslyn was just talking about, how the Spirit moves.
Right.
Because it's not anything that you or I have done. Like, let me just say that again.
Absolutely.
The talent is the Lord, okay? Yes. Jesus. When you share this verse, there will be someone in the world who's listening to this and they will say, wow, that really spoke to me. And y'all, that is Jesus.
Yeah, that's the Spirit. Yeah.
That is the Spirit.
That's him. You know, when I first returned to the Lord in college,
yes.
When I would read my Bible, it was literally like the Spirit would highlight things, like words would lift from the Bible that I needed for my soul to be cared for
yes.
by the Spirit. And it didn't have anything to do with anybody else, but that the Spirit was like, you are mine now. I'm going to help lighten this load. You're going to remember that Jesus died for your sins. Like these things are covered. We're not looking at those things anymore. We're looking forward. And so the verses for me are Psalms 51, 11 through 13. And this is when David is kind of confessing his sin and, you know, returning to the Lord, which is, I'm not necessarily in a confessional season, but I always need to be reminded of the sinner that I am and the savior that I need.
Yes.
And so it's, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Mm. And the big thing for me, I know Ricky and I have been talking a little bit about, like, I feel this calling from the Lord to write and, you know, even I just recently reread The Secret Garden and some of like the children's book, because it's one of my favorites. And in that book, it talks a lot about having the belief in what you're doing. Like, okay. And that you have to keep working at it because they're trying to get this garden to come back to life, you know? And again, like listening to the Spirit's going to use whatever he's going to use, you know? And it was like, you have maybe laid down some of this stuff and it's been a little dormant in the ground, but things of God that are really amazing and really good often start in seed form, like buried, waiting.
Small.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to laugh out loud. Do you see this? Okay. You can't see it. I'll post a picture of it on Instagram. I'll like tap it so you can hear that it's like metal. Do you know what this is? It's a something like
find something in the ground.
It's a plumb line.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
So it's got like a weight, which back in the day, I guess would be a plumb. Okay. I don't know. I'm not in construction.
our technical terms
from the Zerubbabel's hand, Zechariah 4:10, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. This is a plumb line.
Yeah.
Look how tight. It's not big. And it's to make sure that it's straight. The wall is straight, I guess.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about right now. Just like, this is, hey, it's an important step to make sure your wall's straight. You know what I mean?
Because you want your house standing.
Exactly. Yeah. You want it standing.
Yes.
And you want your family to be safe and protected and okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So can it please continue with what you're talking about?
No worries.
To give people that visual.
Yeah. Well, and I just, you know, for even the thing that really stood out, like, then I will teach. I don't ever want to get in front of the spirit. You know, yes. It's like once I am remembering the spirit, remembering salvation, there I'm sustained.
Yes.
Then I will teach.
Yes.
Then I will write. You know, like, always just remembering, like, the roots have to be in Jesus and the word. And I can't, when I do something in my own power, and I've certainly been guilty of doing this before, when I do it in my own power, I burn out. I respond poorly to others.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's ugly.
Sorry.
It looks ugly. Yeah. And, you know, maybe best intentions, but I haven't been reliant on the word and the spirit and have stepped out in front of maybe where the Lord has had me. Even this testimonies class that's coming up, like, I really wanted to say no to our connections pastor, because I, you know, I'm busy with kids, they play sport, like, there's all the reasons for me to have been like, I'm too busy. And Scott and I, one of our big things in our family is to hold ourselves away from the sin of busy, to make sure that we don't, you know, fill all the time so that we don't have any space for family, for the Lord to move, you know, to do a puzzle with our kids, you know, whatever it might be, that we're just not so full.
Right.
And so there were all the reasons to say no, except that the Holy Spirit had been for months, like, be encouraging women in their testimony.
Right.
You know, and even as the pastor's like, well, I have this book or I have this. And I was kind of like, yeah, this is kind of on my heart. And I was like, oh, maybe it'd be easier to just teach through a book, you know, like, you know, and I like kept trying to like worm my way out of the testimonies class, and the Lord just kept pressing back in.
Yeah.
And so it's that obedience, you know, to our youngest son's about to start preschool, and so I'm going to have a little bit more time, and it's sort of that the Spirit's like, do not fill your time.
Yeah.
Do not fill your time. I have this time. This time is mine. Give me this time that is going to come, and I will do with it what I intend to.
Yeah.
So that's hard for me, because I'm like, oh, I'll volunteer. Oh, I'll go start working. Exactly.
Well, and that's the thing. We can get busy real quick. And that's like, if like, take the blinders off real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And just be like, okay, what do I have on my calendar today and even this week or this month? What are the things that are like in my priorities to do? Like, you know, your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse, you know, or family,
right.
Kids. What's the next one?
Friendships. Work,
friendships.
Yeah, church community. Yes. Yeah,
church,
all the things. Yeah.
Exercise. Like, if your calendar is knocking out any of those top priorities to get to whatever the striving thing is, that's a pause.
Right.
That's a real quick pause.
Yeah. Scott and I believe you're designed to thrive, not just survive.
Yes.
We will all have, and I think that's from the Lord, you know, we will all have seasons of we feel like we're just surviving right now, but God, this is your one life. Like, he has purpose for you, plans for you, and he wants you to thrive, to be filled with him and his purpose, and to walk that out and love that. Not that every day is easy, but to love that he is using you for his good and his glory.
Exactly. Yeah. I was laughing in the car today. The Christian radio was on, and it was like every song that was coming on was talking about how hard life is.
You're like, this is kind of depressing. Like,
I don't know what's happening right now in my brain, but all I'm thinking about is the hard stuff going on. But Jesus is our Redeemer, and he died for us on the cross for our sins, that we are blameless and pure and holy. And like, if something in your life is not giving you peace, I would encourage you to pause and pray.
Yeah.
Like, right now.
Right. Yes.
Like, turn off this episode.
Yeah.
Delete
it.
Like, I don't care. I want you to be right with the Lord, period.
Yes.
We were talking earlier about being humble and gentle. And I searched a verse that just popped into my brain. Ephesians 4 verses 2 through 3 says, always be humble and gentle, be patient and accept each other with love. Like you were literally just talking about that. You are joined together with peace through the Spirit. Whoa. Okay. I just have to read that one more time. Listen to this. You are joined together with peace through the Spirit. Do all you can to continue as you are, letting peace hold you together. So to me, it looks like this like big cobweb and everybody's on the cobweb and the cobweb is the Spirit. And you're just like going out and you're doing what God has asked you to do. And you're just like, the web is getting bigger. Like the web is the kingdom of God. Like the web is just holding us all together. It's growing. It's vibrant. It's, I don't know, it smells good.
Let's catch everybody.
Let's catch everybody.
Right.
Let's catch everybody. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient and accept each other with love. You are joined together with peace through the Spirit. Do all you can to continue as you are, letting peace hold you together. Mm-hmm. And like to encourage you, Jesslyn, and what you're doing, like I'm so excited that you are writing.
Thank you. Yeah.
That you are doing the thing.
Yeah.
Because it's such a thing where it's quiet and you don't know if anybody's going to care.
Right.
But it's all about Jesus. At the same time, you're like, is this going to make an impact for God's kingdom?
Well, and it could only ever be for me too. That's one of the things that the Lord has really taught me through the years of ministry is what he asked me to do could only be for, it might only be for me.
Yes. To refine you.
Exactly. Because I need to be purified. Yes. I need to be grown. I need to be changed. And I think that comes right with the, like, as we mature as believers, no matter where you all are, no matter where we are, as we begin to mature, we realize, like, I need so much more Jesus. So I've had to get comfortable with that, though, because you do, of course, have, like, wild dreams and big visions and lots of hope. And again, it's that whole, like, then I will, you know, so it's like that, like, okay, temper it, Lord, with your, you know, your desire and your will. And of course, my mom will read it, you know, like, of course,
mom's going to love it.
Of course, my
She's
mom will
buy a bunch of copies.
My mom will tell me, awesome job. She'll give it to everybody for Christmas, you know, or whatnot. But, you know, that's the beauty of obedience is when you begin to walk in obedience, you're not reflecting on what the outcome is.
Yes.
You're just knowing that it's good. And you know, you're knowing, like you're saying, like that love, that web. I always like to think of the body of Christ like this puzzle. Like we're all like fitting together in this building of the kingdom. And you know, our puzzle piece might fit in different places in different seasons and stuff like that. But that's like how good God is, that he moves you in, okay, now this skill set that I've given you, it's over here right now and it's going to fit here for this season. And then, oh, okay, this skill set, you know, and my biggest ministry right now is my boys. It is my home.
Yeah.
And they're little, they're not, you know, walking with the Lord yet, but we're exposing them to all that we can, you know, and we want them to also see us, taking risks in belief and in faith and knowing that, oh, I remember my dad teaching the high school group when that wasn't necessarily what dad's natural, you know, gifting was. Oh, I remember when mom was like, writing is intimidating, but she did it, you know, so, because we want them to have bold, you know. Yeah,
bold love faith for the Lord.
Yeah.
Bold faith. That's so moving. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
I could talk all day long, you know, but I just, to anybody listening, just no matter where you're at, and I know we've said this just a couple of times, like find the verse that God has for you right now. That's something I'm going to be encouraging the women in the testimony class is like, find that verse that the Lord has for you right now. Study it, memorize it, cling to it, say it to your friends, tell it to your family, post it on your social, you know, whatever you need to do to have it, write it on your wall, put it on your refrigerator, whatever it might be, just to encourage you to keep the Lord in front of you, to keep his word at the roots of all that you're doing.
Yeah.
So that it can be an encouragement to you and it can be an encouragement to others, and stay open to whatever he has for you, and know, like we've talked about, some of the hard things, whether it's you're in mourning, whether you're longing for something, whether you're, you know, desperate for like a healing or for a friend or family member's salvation, like do not give up. I just recently had a cousin return to his walk with the Lord after decades. And
wow, amazing.
Yeah. Just the going through some tough stuff, but he was like, I mean, we got together a couple of times over the holidays and, you know, he was just loving a person where they are, but speaking truth to them,
right,
no matter what. And one of the things he's commented on a number of times as he's returned and still working through some of the tough stuff is, I forgot how loved I was. And so I just would encourage everybody who's listening, don't forget how loved you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you, the Lord finds you lovely and yes, lovable. And so don't forget that. And, you know, just walk in that beautiful gift that the Lord has given us.
Like, the Lord loves you so much.
Yes.
He made you. I mean, you're so unique. I mean, your fingerprints are different than anybody else in the whole wide world. Like, he knows the number of hairs on your head. He uniquely knows you. Why is it so specific? Like, why does he know specifically all the things? Because he loves you.
Right. He's your father.
He is.
Yeah.
And thank God he is. He's looking out for you. He's got your back.
Yeah.
He will fight for you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is with you in the trenches and he is with you on the mountaintop.
Yes.
Like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesselyn.
Thank you.
This has been wonderful.
Yeah. What a delightful thing. I was very intimidated, people. I got to let you know. But I was like, oh, Ricky, I can talk for sure. You know,
girl,
but
God is with you. He's our strength. Yes. Like, he can do it. Yeah. I always tell people, I'm like, Jesus is the talent. I pray and I ask God what he wants to talk about, but I just trust him. And it's like, you know what? It's up to him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are. Women, we can talk. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We're just going to glorify the Lord and whatever the next words are coming out of our mouth.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you for sharing. And then, like, if you do write, and if where can we read, or is there something already coming out, or where?
Nothing's coming out yet. I mean, I've posted stuff, you know, on Facebook. My husband's like, it's time to do a website, you know? And so I think if you'll be willing to like have me back sometime, to be kind of, even if it's just a small commercial or something like that, to say, all right,
it's out.
Here it is. You know, it's coming. And
you can come on. You can we can do music. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop. Here she comes.
Jesselyn's here and she's got a book out. Download it and you will find out what Jesus is doing in her life and you will be encouraged. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesselyn Jones is
I had no idea that Ricky had rap skills in her like musical skills.
Get the book. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. No, hilarious.
We can do it. We can do it.
Well, I appreciate that because I think like one of the things, and just for those of you listening who've maybe heard Ricky for a number of years or are just brand new to her, one of the wonderful things about you is your like bubbliness and your belief in people. I mean, it just shines off of you.
Oh,
and
thanks, you too, though.
Yeah, I appreciate that though, because
you
know, you got to find those people where you're willing to say the vulnerable things about, I think God wants me to do this.
And I'm like, but, yes, he wants you to do it. It's like,
when you're like, when is it coming out?
When I'm is
like,
it coming out?
You know.
Perhaps this is the moment for which you have been created.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Esther?
Yes.
Yes, it's the moment, which, yes.
Yeah, Ricky's saying yes. Yeah.
It is the moment. Yeah. My thing is if it's to advance the kingdom of God, go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you never want to go too soon, but like, if you are super immature in your faith, you're not going to go that far. At least that's what I think, because you're going to burn out.
Right.
And then you're going to pause, and then you're going to stop, and you're going to question everything. And all it's doing is refining you and getting you closer to Jesus to learn more about him. Hopefully,
right,
if you have reverence for the Lord, like, it's just, God is so good.
Yes. Yeah. He's not going to let us get in front of him ultimately.
I know.
Right. Yeah. Like, so it's like when you are taking those risks, like he's always good, you know, so he's not gonna, and when your heart is to glorify him and share his gospel, you know, that's, if that's your route, like, you know, you're going to be able to walk that out. And so honestly, those listening to, pray for me, you know, I want to be bold and I want to be, useful to the Lord, and, you know, I want to be a great wife and a good mom, you know, and all of those things. And so I need to first and foremost, stay disciplined.
Yes.
And stay obedient.
Yeah, yeah. Same. Woo! Disciplined. Oh my goodness. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help us
see our calendar how you see our calendar. Like, show us that. Yeah. Jesus, please. Yeah. Okay, let's pray and we'll wrap this up. Jesus, thank you for Jesslyn Jones. So many J's today, but we just lift up this conversation to you. We just surrender it to you. We just ask that if anyone was encouraged or inspired from this conversation, that they are drawn into your comfort and into your peace and into your presence. You are with them right now, and you are with us and whatever you have us creating and doing for your glory. Lord, I just pray for Jesslyn's book, that you anoint it with oil, like whatever oil that is around. Lord, just anoint her writing with your oil and just make it be what you want it to be. And Lord, I just pray that whoever reads it becomes a Christian, like a real Christian, not a religious Christian, but like a relational friend of God. And I pray for whoever's listening to this conversation, if they do not know Jesus, that Lord, they've heard about you today. They learn more about you in scripture, and they just ask you into their heart to be their Lord and Savior. And they boldly go to a believer that they know that believes in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or they go to their church, their local church that they know about, or they've seen, they wanted to check out. And they just go and they tell the door greeter, or they tell someone in leadership there at the church, hey, I committed my life to Jesus. I want to live life on purpose with him. I want to walk in his light, not in his darkness. So Lord, we just pray for obedience today all around, for discipline today all around, and that it's just your discipline and doings in our lives. And I pray for our families here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.